Verse of the day for June 1st from Revelation 21 verses 2, 3, and 4. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. I'm Phil Ware, and I don't know about you, but I'm kind of ready for that old order of stuff to go away. The end of tears, death, mourning, crying, violence, abuse, suffering, war, divisive politics, and pain sounds pretty good to me. No wonder the early Christians would say, Maranatha, come, O Lord. They couldn't wait. How about us? How about you? What is keeping you from saying, Lord Jesus, please come soon? I urge you to put whatever is in the way aside, putting it under the Lordship of Jesus, and use those moves to make you ready to receive the glory yet to be revealed in us. Let's make ourselves ready for the time when He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Holy God, please help me as I try to serve you faithfully and yearn for Jesus' return. I desire to be steadfast in my love, living for you until the glorious day that so many of your children have longed to experience over the centuries. I long to see you in your glory, to share in your presence, and to join with the saints of all ages praising you around your glorious throne. And yes, dear Father, I do long for you to wipe away all my tears. I offer my prayer in holy expectation. Amen.